Welcome to Three Faiths Paranormal Podcast, where we cut the thread between the living and the dead.
Hey, all you people. Hey, all you people. Hey, all you people, won't you listen to me? I just started a podcast, not an ordinary podcast, a podcast with Kat and B.
Yes!
Hey, fam.
How's it going? So we've been a little absent since the first episode. Our bad.
We have a really good reason.
We have a lot of good reasons.
We actually don't have a reason.
I think we have a reason.
We have
so
a reason.
Schedule conflicts. Like, let's be real here. It was schedule conflicts. I mean,
being an adult sucks. Don't do it.
Like, because right after we did the first podcast, I got a new job and I work every Thursday when we were originally going to record. And then Crystal and not Alex.
Alex is the other cool kid that we might have on the show.
Yes. Austin, they both work, and it was just like, and of course B works too, and it's just...
Oh, you can't see me, but I'm being extra.
Yeah. So it was mostly a conflict of schedules for a while. We do have some updates before we get into our material for today, which I think you guys are really going to enjoy. So B, you want to take it away with our updates?
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, fam. So welcome to the 9 o'clock news. So the first thing we obviously want to mention is Crystal is not here right now. Crystal, aka Geeky Guppy, is taking a short break from the show. She's going through a lot of hard stuff in her life right now, and we don't want to stress her out, but she will be back. But until then, we have the wonderful Carly Boots.
Yay! Hi, guys!
And she's our research goblin most of the time.
She's also the scream you hear in our intro.
Yeah, fun yes. Facts. So that'll be there for trivia when we're...
I don't know.
Second up, we're gonna try to get onto, like, a regular recording schedule, because the three of us doing the podcast today have a little bit of wiggle room in our schedules, so we're thinking we might be able to get back on track and start getting episodes out more than once a month.
I mean, we have a lot of good ideas for the future, so we really want to get on a good schedule to get everything recorded and get it out to you guys so you can hear all of our spooky stories and all our research and all those wonderful random little things we toss in, eh?
Absolutely. And now I get to be in the circle of shame.
Shame.
So, as most of you know, we're on iTunes. But there's a small spelling error in our iTunes that I can't seem to fix. So, welcome to Three Faiths Paranormal Podcast. I'm working on it, fam. I have to contact iTunes and see how to switch that.
I mean, at least you didn't spell our team name wrong.
Yeah, I just spelled podcast wrong, which is like everything we're doing.
We're still learning. You got it. We're still pretty new to the whole podcast world. I have some friends who do podcasts, and they've been giving me really good advice. Okay, one friend, my buddy from work who does a podcast, his is mostly on Marvel, like comics and the movies and all that. It's called The Marvelous, so shameless plug for him. For Peter, if he's listening, I just plugged you. You owe me.
We want royalties, please.
I don't think he can afford royalties.
I can't even afford to do the SpongeBob song from this intro.
So anyway,
but YOLO.
But anyway, speaking of money, worst transition ever.
Please pay us, because now we have to pay for royalties.
We have a Patreon that B has set up. If
because
you wanna...
we're millennials and we do a podcast, so of course we have a Patreon.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. No, if you want to check it out and support us, you'll get access to, like, what, bloopers, extra stuff, maybe early access to episodes.
Eventually.
Eventually when we get there. But if you want to support us, the link for our Patreon is on our Facebook page, Three Faiths Paranormal, of course. And other than that, I think we got all the announcements out of the way. Shall we get into the episode itself?
Yes.
So, I personally... I personally am super hyped for this episode, because we are talking about haunted theme park attractions.
More importantly, spooky, spooky skeletons at Disney.
Yes, this episode is going to be primarily about Disney, because what a lot of people don't know, or maybe they do know, it's pretty common knowledge at this rate, Disney has a horrifically high death rate. Like, probably one of the worst in theme park history.
Death rate in quotation marks.
Yes. Now, first off, let me clarify, I personally have never been to Disney or Universal. I've never been to Florida in general. The only theme parks I have ever been to are Dorney Park, Hershey Park, Great Adventure in Jersey, and Great Escape in Lake George. But I am a huge, like, theme park nerd in, like, the weirdest way. I've watched a lot of YouTube with theme park stuff.
I can't go, so I'll just live vicariously through someone else.
Especially during Halloween Horror Nights. Let's be real here. I am broke at the moment.
Too poor for fun.
Too poor for fun. So I really love Halloween Horror Nights, which I... I'm so excited for this year, but that's a whole nother story. I don't want to get it off too much.
Don't get her started.
Don't get me started.
She'll never stop.
Actually, we'll talk about this later, but we might do a second part to this episode later. Yeah. That's mostly about Universal, but today, we're talking Disney.
Yes. Disney is one of my favorite places on the entire planet. It is the happiest place on Earth, and I'm kind of bummed that Crystal isn't here to do the show because she loves Disney too.
Because they just started doing their Not-So-Scary Halloween party. I know Horror Nights is starting in about a month. Probably ditto, like, Scary Farm out in California, Hollow Scream in Tampa, and wherever else Busch Gardens is. I know it's got two locations. I think it's Williamsburg and Tampa Bay?
All
yes.
The spooky events that give me anxiety and make me want to cry. Yay!
I would never make you go. Like, ever.
It's because you know I'll be crying on the floor.
You will literally
the
be
actors
clinging
will just be like,
to me.
Please wake up. Please don't die here.
I'd have to leave you in the hotel. I'd be like, girl, I'll be back. I'm gonna be spooky.
It's okay, though, because I can order in some more Taco Bell. I can watch horror shows. I can watch Zach Bagans on TV or my bae, Josh Gates. Shout out to Josh Gates, because I love you. Fam.
Yeah, she really loves Josh Gates.
He's bae. I mentioned that in the last episode, too. I fucking love him.
I would like to start with one of our first... First off, let me make a little disclaimer. When we talk about the people who've died at Disney, we are not meaning any disrespect to their memory or
no,
their families.
Not.
We are doing this purely for educational purposes. We are just sharing the information we found online. So this is all... Obviously, we do send... Even if the deaths were, like, ages ago, we do send our condolences to the family. Yeah.
We're not trying to be dicks. It just comes naturally to us.
Sure, we'll
but
go with that.
We come with respect, just like whenever we go into a paranormal situation and we're investigating.
It's total respect.
It's out of respect. It's out of wanting to learn and spread the knowledge.
I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there, because I know people would be like, oh, you're disrespecting these people by talking about their memory like this. Like, no, we're just... spreading information. Especially with the first death I would like to speak about.
Absolutely. And another little disclaimer... I want to mention some references that we're using for this, because obviously, other than Kat's vast knowledge of everything on planet, we had to use research materials for
of
this.
Of course, absolutely.
So, the two things that we used the most was Death in the Tragic Kingdom by Keaton Mall. We picked up the book on Amazon, and you should too, because it's really good.
It is really good. I have to get a copy for myself.
Yeah. And we also watched Defunctland on YouTube. They specifically did an episode on America Sings, and we're going to be covering that probably first, right?
That's exactly what I want. Yes, if you really want to watch a good video that covers America Sings and the tragedy that we're about to speak of, go to Defunctland on YouTube. Also, they also have a podcast, and so go check them out. If you really love, like, theme park history and, like, old, defunct, like... theme park rides, like, he does most of his rides are Disney. He does a lot of Universal. He's even done full parks like Action Park and Nara Dreamland out in Japan, I think it was. The guy who runs it, his name's Kevin Perger, and he's got a bunch of friends. Really good stuff, really quality stuff. So I highly recommend you check out Defunctland. We'll leave, like, the references maybe in the description so you can just Google it and everything. But yeah, we're gonna get started. So yeah, B mentioned America Sings. Now, America Sings was at Disneyland in California.
Anaheim, represent.
Yeah, in Anaheim. Before it was America Sings, it was actually the Carousel of Progress, which was originally... the Carousel of Progress originally opened, I think, it was at one of the World's Fair, and then they brought it to the California Park. And then in the 70s, they had a really hard time, like, attracting guests to the attraction. And so they originally moved the Carousel of Progress, which was a rotating theater show that showed, like, the progress of American technology and, like, households and that kind of thing. They moved it to Orlando. And so what they did after that, in order to fill the space and also celebrate the bicentennial of the 4th of July and all that jazz, they made America Sings, which was also a rotating stage show. But instead of covering, like, American technologies, using animatronic animals, it covered American music history, as only Disney can cover, of course.
I hate animatronics so much. When the robots take over, they're gonna be the first things that murder us.
I would have thought it would have been the toaster, but alright.
Siri. Siri, we're doomed.
I don't trust Siri. I don't use it. Less than 2 weeks after that ride opened. Now, here's a quick note. The Carousel of Progress stage rotated clockwise. The America Sing stage rotated counterclockwise. So that is very important to note when I discuss this. Less than 2 weeks after the ride opened, Debbie Stone. Now, Debbie was an 18-year-old student who was getting ready to go to college. She wanted to marry her boyfriend. All this good stuff was happening to her.
She had her whole life ahead of her.
She literally had her entire life ahead of her. This is really heartbreaking to talk about, actually. So she was working as a cast member on America's Sing, being one of the hostesses who, like, announced the next stage coming or something like that, or telling people where to go, where to sit, blah, blah, blah. She was working there to raise money for school. And what happened was, there's a debate of how this happened, like how she got caught, essentially. Mm-hmm. But what happened was, during the performance of Yankee Doodle, of all things, poor Debbie got caught between the rotating stage and the stationary wall and was crushed to death. Which is horrific to think about. People heard her screaming, and some people actually thought it was part of the ride until another person...
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. You're listening to animatronics sing Yankee Doodle, and you hear a blood-curdling scream.
The 70s were not a good time for people.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I'm just gonna
give you that.
Let's be real here. So yeah, so unfortunately, that was about... The show started at like 10:30, I think I heard, and then she passed away at 11 that night. Which was horrible, because she had just called her parents, like, before she went to work and talked to them about wanting to marry her boyfriend, which is just heartbreaking to think about. So unfortunately, she did pass away. They closed the ride for a couple weeks to make safety adjustments, because with that huge flaw, the fact that the stage rotated counterclockwise, that's one of the biggest reasons
I was about to ask, do you guys know if they switched it from anti-clockwise to regular clockwise?
From what I've understood in my research of what happened to Debbie, they kept the stage still rotating counterclockwise, but they put in safety lights, they made breakaway walls, they did all this stuff to, you know, make sure it didn't happen
again.
Yeah,
that makes sense, because it would be easier than changing the whole direction of the ride to just put in the safety lights.
Because for the 70s, it must have been, like, quite the technological thing. Now, America Sings does not exist anymore. It closed in the 80s. As of 2015, I think it, and it still might be, someone can correct me on this, I think it's still the Star Wars launch bay now. And it was Innovations before that, and then they changed it.
I'm trying to remember if I went there, because I've been to Disneyland, California within the last few years, and I can't remember a Star Wars ride.
I mean, they might have closed it. I think the launch bay was like a meet and greet area, if I remember correctly. Something like that. I could be wrong. Again, someone can correct me on
that. That would explain why, because I'm 20. I was 22 years old, and I didn't need to meet R2-D2 mom.
Dude.
So sad.
So, the reason that Debbie's story kind of fits into our little talk today is there have been rumors that her spirit still haunts the venue. Because the building is still there. But when the ride was still operating after she passed away, people swore that they heard somebody telling them to be careful.
Oh my god, how creepy would it be, though, if she was singing Yankee Doodle? I mean, oh, I'm man. Just saying. That, like, that would make me lose my shit.
Yeah,
if I was like walking through a thing and I just heard Yankee Doodle went to town, I'd be out.
I don't think anyone ever heard her singing, but they did.
Well, it gave me chills, man.
That she was telling people to be careful because she didn't want anyone to get hurt like she did. Like it was, which, like, poor Debbie. My gosh, now.
But it's really nice that her spirit is still haunting to protect other people. Like, she's still doing her job from the
she's
afterlife.
She's still doing her job. Like, you gotta give her credit.
That's heartbreaking.
It really is.
It's like, as if the story couldn't get more heartbreaking, she's still trying to help people
at
Disney.
She wants to prevent other people from the same...
Yeah, I don't think... From what I remember, during Innovations, they completely stopped using the rotating stage. I'm kind of going off of what I heard in Kevin Perger's video on it, on Defunctland, so... Because he really covered it really well.
Yeah, he did. He did
like,
really
we watched job. It while we had lunch just to kind of refresh ourselves, and he did a really good job with it. All of his videos are really good. Shameless plug for Defunctland. So anyway, does anyone else want to take over with what they got? Anyone want to talk about Mr. One Way? How about we go to him next?
This episode of Three Fates Paranormal is brought to you by Magic and Macabco. For spooky bath products and homemade jewelry to occult supplies, they're your one-stop shop for ghosts and magic. Visit them on Etsy.com/magicandmacabre.
I'm going to take a minute to talk about Mr. One Way, because
I didn't really do much research for this. The other two did way more. But I know a little bit about this guy. Alright, so Mr. One Way is said to haunt Tomorrowland's Space Mountain in Anaheim, California. Although there are reports of him being seen at Magic Kingdom as well on Space Mountain. And basically the story goes is a single rider will get in the line and will be getting ready to go on the ride. And behind them will be standing a man with red hair and strange clothes. So like when I think about it, I think like Bob Ross standing behind me with red hair,
right,
and
exactly.
Strange clothes, you know, and you'll talk to him a little bit. You'll say, hey, have you been to Disneyland before? You know, stuff like that. And the more you talk to him, the more you'll realize that his information's a little bit out of date, which is strange. So you sit down, you get on the ride, he gets behind you. He particularly likes the last car on the rocket train. He likes the last seat of the last car on the rocket train.
That kind of makes sense, because from watching, like, Tim Tracker videos, he always says that, like, the last train is best for, like, drops and stuff. It's really good to be on the last train for, like, a roller coaster. Like, him and his wife always try to get, like, the last cart in any coaster.
Yeah, because you get, like, the whiplash.
Exactly. So you get, like, a better experience. So
It's also interesting because he's sitting behind you, so there's nobody sitting behind him to notice him disappear. Because you figure if you're on that ride and you're sitting behind him and he disappears, you're going to be way freaked.
Oh, yeah.
But if he's behind you, you're not going to notice it in that minute. You're not going to see him disappear.
You won't notice he's gone until the ride stops and you're noticing people getting off and he's not getting off and he's just gone.
Yeah. And it's very spooky because there's another one on People Mover, supposedly. And both Mr. One Way and the ghost on People Mover only appear mostly to women. So they're wondering if it could be the same spirit or a connection to them two.
Most of what I've seen of the Disney parks is through, like, friends' pictures or, like, the Tim Tracker videos. Like, they do a lot of Disney and Universal because they live in Florida. So
yeah,
a lot
of the season pass and
they
just go.
Yeah, and they're the reason I watch Horror Night videos, because their coverage is fantastic. Them along with like Adam the Woo and View from the Cheap Seats are all really good for that kind of thing. I think they've mentioned occasionally around Halloween time, like the ghost stuff. I think they're aware of it. I mean, I would think, and maybe this is just my personal opinion, but if you're going to live in Florida with all these theme parks, you're going to hear about all the stuff that's happened.
The urban legends.
All the urban legends, like Mr. One Way, or all the accidents, like Debbie Stone, you're going to hear about it.
And the ashes being spread at the Haunted Mansion.
The worst part is that is true.
Yeah.
And the weird part is, too, Disney is so aware of the problem, they actually have special vacuums built into, like, I think it's the ceilings or something, to vent, like, if they know that people are spreading ashes, they will vacuum them out through the air. It's really weird.
Like, no, Timmy, don't use that vacuum. That's the one we use for the dead people.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a scary thought, though. Like, there's a lot of Disney urban legends that I can think of. Like, the supposed suicide in It's a Small World.
That'll make anybody want to kill themselves. I'm sorry.
Wow, that got dark.
Can you imagine getting stuck on that ride?
Yeah. So what happened was, I'll tell that story. It's not really a ghost story. It's an urban legend. And it was proven false because the photo was clearly photoshopped. It was terrible. But the story goes that a bunch of people were on It's a Small World. The ride suddenly stopped for some reason. And this woman was, like, using up all of her, like, film on, like, one of those old, like, disposable cameras. And she was just using up the film, taking pictures wherever, as they were getting evacuated from the ride for whatever reason. When she got the film developed, there was a picture of a kid hanging from the rafters in the It's a Small World.
That's disturbing.
It's a really disturbing rumor, and it was, again, proven false. It was proven false, thank God. It was just a Photoshop. That's a terrifying thing to Photoshop, though, of, like, a kid's suicide.
That's part of the reason why paranormal investigators have such an issue with being taken seriously in the real world.
It's because of all, like, the fake stories.
Yeah.
It's horrible. You try to prove that there is some kind of otherworldly thing on this earth, and yet you kind of get shot down. And again, TV doesn't help.
Mr. One Way, I would be so freaked out by Mr. One Way.
I'd be freaked out general,
but I would not
but
be okay with a ghost sitting behind me.
I'm not good on roller coasters to begin with,
and
so.
And Space Mountain's through the dark, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the creepiest ride you could have a ghost
on. Not to mention even worse, because then they do it all spooky for Halloween. Like, I forget what it's called. I think it's like Ghost Mountain or something, or I forget what they call it for Halloween.
Back onto the Space Mountain track. We're going to now jump tracks to Orlando, Florida, to talk about Fort Wilderness Ghosts.
This week's Three Fates Paranormal Podcast is also sponsored by Kat Melzon's Designs, specializing in graphic art and photography. Visit her on DeviantArt at katmelzonsdesigns.deviantart.com.
Okay, so Carly, you're going to tell us about Fort Wilderness.
Yes.
What you got?
Fort Wilderness is a campground located in Magic Kingdom, like Disney World area. So, the campground first opened in 1971. It had a railroad that went through it. The railroad actually only lasted for about 10 years. That was because, like, first off, it was, like, through the marshes and, like, they tried putting railroad tracks through, like, marshes.
Did they race
and, like,
alligators?
No.
Just asking.
Important questions.
No, I can't imagine they did. That was one of the main problems. Another problem that they had was that the tracks were actually very close to the campgrounds. So it made not only campers irritated because of the sounds of trains going through at, like, midnight.
Oh my god.
Because that's a lovely sound to fall asleep to. It also scared parents because they had small children. And with a train going through the dark forest at night and their children could wander off.
Timmy
and get
got
run
ran over by a locomotive.
Yes.
It got dark really quick.
After about 10 years, they just closed it forever. Decided it was a really bad idea and just stopped. The story goes that guests staying in the campgrounds will experience odd noises at night and, like, see a light, a solitary light off in the distance in the forest. And, like, it's said that people who go to follow the light...
Don't go towards the light ever!
Yeah, right? Because it's the story goes that people who follow the light are never seen again. They don't know whether, like, they found the train and got on, and it took them to some mysterious
place. So what you're telling me is that Disney World is a portal to hell inside
it? Yes,
that makes sense, though.
Well.
Mickey Mouse
are
is
you,
always giving me strange vibes.
You're telling me they have a ghost train.
Yes.
Is it like the ghost train in Ghostbusters 2?
Yes! Or Casper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, not only do they have a ghost train, but they also, there have been reports of seeing a man dressed as a conductor in the woods.
So instead of, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger going, come with me if you want to live, it's, come with me if you want to go to hell.
Well,
I will
actually,
ride you there in front of the train.
Reportedly, the conductor is actually nice and actually helps people. Like, kids lost in the woods will be led back to their campsite.
It's just like
conductor.
Debbie all over again. He's still doing his job playing the part of, like, helping people in Disney.
Yeah.
All of these cast members are too pure.
There have also been sightings of the skunk ape in Fort Wilderness.
Carly has been wanting to talk about this the whole show.
I love my cryptids, okay? And
okay, so just for someone who only knows so many cryptids, what the hell is a skunk ape?
Alright, so you know a Yeti?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but smellier.
That's it?
Yeah, it's Florida's Bigfoot. smelly Bigfoot that lives in the marshes.
Why does he smell? Oh, that's probably why he smells so bad.
Yeah.
Never mind.
When they were building Fort Wilderness in the 70s, there was a peak in skunk ape sightings around.
But there was
that
also
area.
A peak in weed.
Yeah.
Hallucinogenic
but the
drugs.
Skunk ape exists.
Smoke weed every day.
No, I am certain that the skunk ape exists.
Oh,
aliens.
Because, like, people have been spotting the skunk ape for centuries.
Did you know there's actually a theory that the Bigfoot people, that the Bigfoot, like, cryptids are from space. There's actually a theory about them being, because there's, like, when you see, Big Feet, is the plural Bigfoot Big Feet? When you see
no,
Big Feet,
I don't believe so.
There's also, like, there's, like, links to, like, strange sightings in the sky around the same places and stuff. And there's reports to, like, weird psychic activity as well, so there's actually a belief out there, like, a theory that if Bigfoot exists, it's an alien, it's an extraterrestrial.
Aliens.
Wow.
Aliens.
I actually did not know that.
You didn't know that? I'm teaching!
The more you know.
I'ma give you a learn.
I'ma
give you a learn.
Okay, Vagman.
I'ma give you a learn today, fam. Just buckle in. It's gonna be a ghosty, bumpy train ride.
This whole episode has just been, like, really eye-opening about Disney. I don't know if I ever want to go to Disney now.
Yeah, you do. They have
this,
really
if anything,
good
food. This is making me want to go to Disney more.
We need to, guys, pledge money to our Patreon so we can go to Disney and eat the food and ride the haunted rides and cry.
Ghost hunt.
And do it so we can go during Halloween, because then...
Oh my god, the not-so-scary Halloween party?
It just started.
Ha!
Yes.
Everything pumpkin spice, and I hate pumpkin spice, but I will eat
the
it.
The irony
anyway,
is not
I'm
lost.
Fat. I'm ready.
You know what one of my favorite ghost stories is from Disney is the ghost of Walt Disney himself.
Oh yeah.
So I mentioned this to you guys yesterday. Now, there is a legend, and it could possibly be true. Now, when Disney was living in the park in, I believe it's California. I would assume it's California, because that's where the first park was built. He would live above the firehouse, and he had, like, a little apartment, and he had a light on in the window, so whenever he was in residence, the light was always on, so his employees knew to behave, essentially, and, like, you know, not to cause trouble. So after he passed away, people said they could still kind of see him walking through the apartment, and so they always left the light on after he passed.
But
so,
is
because
he headless, since his head is frozen and buried somewhere in the park?
No, he is a full-body apparition.
Oh, disappointed.
That is also...
That's also a fake.
That's a total fake.
But a girl can pretend. A girl can dream.
You can
when you wish upon a star.
Disney's head is frozen
head
under
is
the...
frozen under the car. I don't know.
The rumor is that if his head is frozen, it's under Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yes! Yes, that's my favorite ride!
And also a possibly haunted ride, because there's a story that when they first built the ride, they used skeletons, like real skeletons from the UCLA Medical Center... in the ride, and there's still one there. If the skull in the bedpost, in the bed frame or whatever, that's a real skull.
Oh my god.
How's that
that's
for you?
That's crazy. So, about this Disney's haunted apartment.
What about it?
I want to know, do they leave the light on all the time now?
Yes.
So does that just mean they want their employees to behave all the time and they just made this up so that their employees
It could be.
Behave?
I mean, the story is that they leave it on because he's always in residence, you know, because his spirit's there. That could be the case, too, where they're just doing it as, like, a ploy to trick their employees to be like, hey, behave, watch your mouth.
Behave, because Disney is behind you and he's invisible.
You know what they say, Big Brother is always watching.
Walt Disney is always watching.
Creepy.
Oh.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The nice thing about our podcast is that we can cover pretty much anything. We can cover urban legends, ghosts, the whole spiel. Like, our main focus,
cryptids.
Our main focus, obviously, is the paranormal. But we can cover all this spooky stuff, and it just works.
Yeah,
like,
Mickey and Minnie porn is terrifying.
It really is. Here's the thing, too. Disney has such a long history of, like, urban legends and, like, accusations.
I just heard that EVP sound. It's the dog. I think it's the dog.
It was, no.
He just made that same sound.
Okay, for anyone listening, and if we keep this in the very beginning when we were recording, when we were explaining why we were having such a hard time recording this episode, we thought we heard an EVP. We might have just debunked it as Gnome.
I think it's my dog, Gnome, sleeping.
He's a very loud snorer. We'll have to go back and listen, and if it's not in the recording, then we might have gotten an EVP. But he's really loud.
My house is haunted, and the problem is I've recorded stuff in this house before and gotten strange things in it. So that's why it's like... we weren't sure if it was an EVP or not, but we've been trying to debunk it because we're not the kind of people who are just like, oh, this is an EVP. It's ghosts. Clearly it's ghosts. You can't tell me wrong. We posted it even on my Facebook page, and we're just like, can anybody debunk this? Because we're trying to figure it out, because we're three girls doing a podcast. And although my voice can get kind of deep sometimes, it's not any of us because it's too deep.
It's way too deep. It sounds like a kind of like a yawn or something. Or it could just be gnome snoring.
It could just be gnome snoring, which is what I hope it is, because I don't need ghosts in my house right now. I don't have time for your paranormal shade, fam.
Oh, by the way, when I showed this picture to you guys, I might post this link on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. I found a photo of my house from 1871. When it was still down by the Delaware River.
Before the paranormal slip and slide.
Yes. Before it got moved to where it is now. By the way, the house was apparently moved in like 1955, so the whole getting moved with soap thing might not be plausible. Like I said originally, it was just a story we were told. We just like to tell it because it's interesting.
It is.
Like, it's really interesting. Hey, how'd your house get to where it is? Oh, soap. But my house was built in 1870, so we found out, because that picture was taken a year after the house was built. So my house is
pretty
damn old.
That matches the time frame for Annabelle, too, right?
Isabel.
Isabel. I was close. It was a spooky name. Yeah. So that makes sense.
We got a new couch in our living room, like a love seat recliner. She doesn't seem to mind it.
That's a chill ghost.
On a less paranormal note, B finally got to meet my second dog.
I did. I met Koyas. He's amazing.
He's a good boy.
Everything I dreamed. but smaller in person, which is what men don't want.
That's what everyone says. I didn't realize you were going to say that one.
No tea, no shade.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I think that's all we have for today on our Disney deaths and ghosts and exploits and urban
Illuminati
legends.
Illuminati confirmed.
There are rumors that they're members of the Illuminati.
I have no doubt. You can't be that rich and powerful and not be a part of the Illuminati. If the Illuminati exists, they'd want to make it with the most powerful people on the planet.
So,
and Walt Disney practically owns the world at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm so glad I don't have to pay royalties for using Disney references in daily life, because I would owe so much money to the Walt Disney Corporation.
I'd be broke. They'd have to come and, like, kill me or something. So we decided for our next episode, we are going to talk about paranormal pop culture. Like, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about, TV shows and stuff?
Yeah, we're going to talk about television shows, like, you know, real-life ghost shows, and how it makes the paranormal world appear, and how people, the general public, perceive paranormal teams. And we're going to discuss, like, maybe a little bit of, like, etiquette and ethical stuff within television shows.
Okay, yeah.
I think that would be interesting.
We might also maybe touch on, like, movies and how they affect, like, ghost culture. Like, movies
Absolutely.
Like Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
the
and I'm wearing a Ghostbusters jacket now, and I'll wear it next week.
She's gonna wear it.
Show,
she's
rather.
Gonna wear it every day of her life. Don't let
I
her
am,
fool
this
ya.
Is me now, Mom. I'm sorry.
She's wearing the Venkman patch. It's one of those jackets with, like, the switchable patches. She's Venkman right
so
now.
So if anybody can make me a patch that says Reckless, hook me up, girl.
Get in touch with her.
Steam person, hook me up.
But yeah, so I'm really excited for the next episode, because we all watch, like, a lot of paranormal TV.
Oh yeah, if I watch television, I watch either paranormal TV or horror TV at this point, except I did watch the entirety of Grey's Anatomy, but there's so many of them dead, it could be a paranormal show now.
It really, yeah. That's what I got on Facebook for it. Yeah. I don't watch it, but... So I'm excited about the next episode. I'm glad we got to talk about this stuff today, because I live for, like, theme park stuff in general, but this kind of stuff is, like, urban legends and all this spooky stuff. Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for when we do the Universal episode.
Yeah, though. Yeah, I know.
Because, you know...
I'm going to be struggling to keep up.
Well, I'll get the book for that one, so... By the way, shout out to, what was the author's name of the book again?
The book, again, is by Keaton Moll.
Yeah, shout out to him. This book was, like, super helpful in our research. Like, it was awesome. And also shout out to Defunctland and Kevin Perger and his team for the video on America Sings, because that really helped with covering Debbie's death and everything, and, like, her existence.
It helped us stay accurate and know our stuff, and we are thankful for that, because... We know the legends for face value, but this really allowed us to get into the nitty-gritty details.
Exactly.
And portray accurate information to y'all.
And once again, like we said in the beginning, we mean absolutely no disrespect to the families of the victims of the accidents or anything like that.
I think this was a great show.
I think this was good. I'm, like, really excited for the next episode. If I could get the words out.
Again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Three Fates Paranormal. On Twitter, we are at Fates Research. Shoot us some at replies. Let us know what you thought of this episode. And give us some ideas for the next one. What's your paranormal television favorite things? What things do you like? What things don't you like? We want to know so that we can help make you guys be a part of this show as well.
Yeah, the more feedback we get, the more we can succeed, and we really want to get our audience involved and really help us out.
And we're all art students, so we can take criticism as well.
Oh, yeah. We are. Let's be real here. When you're an art student, your own worst critic is yourself, so we can handle what gets tossed at us, like, for real. Also, if you want to leave, like, comments, like, if we post this on YouTube, leave a comment and tell us, like, your favorite, like, Disney urban legend or, like, story. But again, if you're going to make comments about the, like, deaths and, like, the people, please be tasteful. Please do not insult the families or anything.
Be respectful.
Please.
Always.
Always be respectful of the dead. That is the biggest thing you could take away from this. I still can't believe Disney has such, like, a tragic history. They have a hell of a history, especially if they have a whole book about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting to hear about the terror behind The Happiest Place on Earth. Because The Happiest Place on Earth for you might not be the happiest place on Earth for somebody else.
Exactly. So yeah, but we will catch you guys in the next episode. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media and our own personal social medias. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheRejectCat.
Yeah, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, everything that exists. I'm at The Be Reckless on all of that stuff.
Also, I also have a WordPress blog, and I'm going to start covering more paranormal and, like, everyday stuff. If you want to follow me on there, it is Musings of a Goth Nerd.
Ooh.
Nice,
I'm
going to
plug my WordPress. I have a WordPress, fam. Don't get offended by it. It's called cynicaloldbat.wordpress.com, and it's me. Fam. And moving on to our final guest for this show, temporary co-host Carly Boots.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carly Boots.
And that's Boots with an E-S.
Yes.
And two O's.
Yes, like the constellation.
Ah, nice.
Knows about that.
There you
go.
Yeah,
astronomy
so,
major.
Yeah, again, Carly, thank you for joining us today and helping us out with this.
Yeah,
much appreciate.
Yeah, I learned a lot about the Swamp Ape.
Yes.
A skunk ape.
Fail. You know what?
I didn't
the
learn
same.
The name, fam,
it
but
could be
I
the
learned
same.
A lot.
By many names.
A rose by any other name would smell as terrible. All right, guys. Peace, love, respect.
Stay spooky, babes.
Oh, yeah. Bye. Hey, somebody other than me did it. Oh, yeah. It's catching on. It's catching on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Catch you later, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Three Fates Paranormal Podcast, where we cut the thread between the living and the dead.